USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marissa reporting. A former student broke into Central Visual and Performing Arts High School Monday morning, fatally shooting two and wounding six others. Interim Police Commissioner of the St. Louis Police Department, Mike Sack, with the timeline at a press conference earlier Monday.
The officers began to clear the building, looking for the shooter. Upon hearing gunfire, they ran to that gunfire, located the shooter, and engaged that shooter in exchange of gunfire. The suspect was struck and transported from this location, and that suspect has since been pronounced deceased.
A committee of Pennsylvania state lawmakers issued a report on Monday charging that Larry Krasner, the district attorney of Philadelphia, had contributed to a catastrophic rise in violent crime with his pursuit of progressive criminal justice policies, but stopped short of calling for Mr. Krasner's impeachment, as many had expected. The interim report by the House Select Committee on Restoring Law and Order harshly criticized Krasner for declining conviction rates in cases involving illegal gun possession and for having purged the district attorney's office of institutional knowledge by dismissing experienced prosecutors and putting up roadblocks to the committee's investigation, which began over the summer. A 15-year-old in Michigan pleads guilty.
Michigan mass shooter Ethan Crumley pleaded guilty Monday to a slew of murder and terrorism charges for killing four classmates at his Detroit area high school when he was 15 years old. The teen, now 16, pleaded guilty to a total of 24 charges over the rampage nearly a year ago at Oxford High School. From the West Coast, USA, Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And a White House official says President Biden will get his updated COVID-19 booster shot on Tuesday. Biden is also expected to deliver remarks on the pandemic and highlight his administration's efforts to get Americans boosted. This is USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-568-2790. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-568-2790. 800-568-2790.
The White House Monday did not say how or if the U.S. would respond if Russia deployed a dirty bomb in Ukraine. Russia's defense minister told U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin Sunday that Ukraine was preparing to use a conventional explosive weapon to spread radioactive material in Ukraine and blame Russia for that attack. White House spokesman John Kirby told reporters Monday the U.S. rejects those claims.
We continue to see nothing in the way of preparations by the Russian side for the use of nuclear weapons.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and former Governor Charlie Crist debated in front of a raucous audience in Fort Pierce Monday night ahead of next month's election. In their only scheduled televised debate, the two clashed on a range of issues, including education and inflation. Governor DeSantis told the audience Crist wrote him a letter early in the COVID pandemic urging him to order shutdowns to slow the spread of the virus.
I rejected Charlie Crist's lockdown letter. I kept this state open, and I kept this state free. And we now have the biggest budget surplus in the history of Florida.
Pressure mounted on Monday for sportswear giant Adidas to sever ties with rapper and fashion designer Ye, the artist better known as Kanye West, after weeks of anti-Semitic comments. In L.A. on Sunday, a hate group hung a banner on a highway overpass that read, "Honk if you know Kanye is right about the Jews," while offering Nazi salutes to oncoming traffic. For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Marusso.
Technology lets you access a personal trainer from home, like on this exercise mirror.
Less talking, more squatting.
But to keep your hybrid workforce in shape, you need more than technology.
And kick. And jump.
You need PCs powered by Intel vPro, custom configured by CDW. Hardware-based security and remote management make it easy to protect and monitor PCs from anywhere.
Wait, don't turn me off.
Intel vPro makes secure remote management possible. CDW makes it powerful. Learn more at cdw.com/intelclient.